Shalom Aleichem, Aviyah of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Lamed Beis, Chulin 32a, pagination is 63. We'll start from the first Mishnah on the page, which can be found about 10 lines from the top. Nafla Sakin Vihigbiya. The knife fell during Shechita, and he lifted it up and continued shechting, but the problem is that there's a bit of a weight between the beginning and end of the Shechita. There was a stop of sorts, in Hebrew called a shehiya, a delay, which is one of the five primary psulim, invalidations in Shechita. Naflu kelav vihigbihan, his clothing fell, and he was distracted. He lifted them up. So there was an interruption during Shechita. Hishchiz es hasakin, he sharpened the knife of the Shechita, and now, as he's busy shechting, va'af, he became weary. He became tired. Bachavero v'shochat, and his colleague had to take the knife from him and finish it off. Imsha kidei shechita psula. If there's a significant delay, we have to define significant. It's termed in the Mishnah as kidei shechita, the amount of time to do a shechita. That's going to be psula. Skipping a line, asks the Gemara, Mai kidei shechita, what is the amount in order to do a shechita? Amar Rav, kidei shechitas behema acheres, the amount of time it would take to shecht a different animal. Amri le Rav Kana v'Rav Asi le Rav, they asked Rav the following question, kidei shechitas behema le behema va'of la'of, is it an animal for an animal and a bird for a bird? That's the amount of delay, the amount of time it would take you to shecht a bird, which is very short. And therefore, by a bird, there's not much room for shehiya. Odilma af behima la'of, or maybe it's a universal type amount, the amount of time that it takes to shecht an animal, and that's the amount of time, even for a bird. And there's a certain delay on the clock, how much time, not dependent on which animal, creature you're shechting. Amaluhu, he said, Lohava bedichna be bechavivi, I was not on cordial relationship with my uncle, with Reb Chiya, de'ishayle, that I should be able to ask him the question. Apparently, he thought of the question. He wanted to ask the question, and he didn't ask it because they weren't, at least at that moment, on very familiar terms. Nevertheless, Itmar, we learned, Amar Rav, Rav said, Kidei shechitas behema lebehema va'of la'of. Rav paskined that it's the amount of time by an animal for an animal and a bird for a bird. You don't have the entitlement of an animal's length of shechita if you're doing a bird. Shmuel amar af behima la'of, and Shmuel held, even by a bird, you're entitled to the amount of time of a behema shechita, and for that we could still say the shechita is kosher if that delay occurred. V'chein ki asa ravin amar Rav Yechon afilu behima la'of, you could allow the length of an animal even if you're shechting a bird. Now, before we enter halacha or what we're going to do with this, just an observation in the Gemara, apparently Rav had an answer. He was asked, when you're dealing with a bird, is the amount that the delay is calculated by, is that based on the bird amount, because you're shechting a bird? Or is the animal amount, which is longer, a universal amount and applies even by birds? And he answered, I wasn't close enough to Rav Chiya at the time, and I didn't get to ask the question. Okay, but you have a shita. Why don't you give your shita? Amar Rav, Rav held that of la'of, a bird is only entitled to the amount of time of a bird. So, we do find such a concept, I believe it was Rabbi Eliezer, who didn't want to paskin a shaila that he didn't hear clearly from his rabbeim, even though he was a massive Talmud Chacham and could have paskened on his own. And it seems that that's what Rav is doing over here. He's saying, I almost got this halacha from Reb Chiya, the author of Braisa, and I could have answered you from what I got from him, but it didn't work out. We say, lo mistaya milsa. It didn't quite work out. We weren't on those terms at that moment that I could interject into the shir and ask this question, even though I thought of it. Ultimately, Rav does pasken the shaila, just not on that level of mesora that he yearned for. Now, the way we have it is that the shehiyah for an animal would be the length of an animal, and for a bird is a machlokis, animal or bird. On a practical level, halacha, Simen Chav Gimel in Yoredeya, Se'if Beis, Shehiyah Ketzad, how do the laws of delay in Shechita work? So the Rama ends off the Sif by writing, HaMinig Poshet B'Medina Se'elu, the Minig, straight away in our areas, is Lahatriv Kol Shehiyah. Any delay will cause the animal to be non-kosher. Afilu mashahu, even a little bit, by a bird, by an animal, makes no difference, even though theoretically there should be some allowance. Ve'en l'shanos. And we are not looking to change that. In fact, the Rama says, im nimtza l'acha shechita gemi o kayotzi bo, if you find something over there by the simonim that a delay inadvertently occurred, we could attribute a delay to something that's there, that also might cause treifa, to the point that the Pischei Tshuva brings an opinion that if you are nervous that the animal has something in its food pipe, to the point that you're afraid you're going to have a shehiyah, you're going to have some sort of delay paskind on such a shechita, there might be grounds to purposely go ahead and shecht only the windpipe so that you don't get into this problem. Further on the page, at the end of the line, Omar Rava, Rava said, Hashochet b'sakin ra, if a person is shechting with a bad knife, it's not excessively sharp the way we like. Of course, it doesn't have nicks, but it's not sharp. Afilu kolayom kulo, even he goes the whole day, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until he finally does a kosher shechita, kshira. Ultimately, it's kosher, because we don't have a limitation on how long it's got to take. We mentioned the concept it could be done with an izemel, with a small surgical implement, back and forth, as long as there's no delay. The psul in shechita is based on a delay. Boy, Rava, Rava asked, Shihios ma'u shayitztarfu, if you have small delays, but they're all under the threshold of what's allowed, do they join in totality of the shechita to make a pasul shechita? And that is mentioned in Sif Gimel, Shah ma'at v'shah ma'at v'choza v'shochat ma'at v'shah ma'at. A person shecht a little bit, then he waited, then he shecht, then he waited. Im keshetitztarev kol hashiyos, if you join all of the delays together, the Mechaber says it's pasul because it's too much of a delay and the delays get added up. And the Rama says, ulefi haminig, but according to our minig, any one of those delays in and of itself would pasul because we don't work with this allowance that there's a certain length of time, as the Gemara described, at least by an animal, it was significant. We don't go with that. B'chol inyan treifa, we will automatically consider it non-kosher, and therefore this question is not really relevant the way we paskin, because the minute there was a shehiya, regardless of whether it gets added up to the others, in and of itself, it would automatically cause the shechita to be pasul. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.